When President Obama threw out the first pitch at the All-Star game last night, he wore a Chicago White Sox jacket. He explained his wardrobe choice to Fox Sports commentator Tim McGarver.
Everybody knows I'm a White Sox fan, and my wife thinks I look cute in this jacket, so you know, between those two things, why not?
Why not?
Why not?
This wasn't Mr. Obama's first time on the mound. As an Illinois senator, he threw out the first pitch at Game 2 of the 2005 American League Championship between the White Sox and the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim.
They had just lost the first game, and after I threw out my pitch, they won 8 straight.
Those victories made the White Sox World Series champions. Whether the president is a good luck charm is an open question, but by a score of 4-3, the American League won again. It hasn't lost an All-Star game since 1996. It was a feel-good evening for baseball, though two of the game's biggest names were conspicuously absent. Here's our sports commentator, Frank DeFord.
Did you enjoy the All-Star game last night? Of course, it would have been just a whole lot better if Manny Ramirez and Alex Rodriguez were there. Hey, we want to see the real All-Stars, right? And what's a little thing like cheating and breaking the law to cut into our baseball fun? Really? That appears the way that most fans feel about the drug issue now. Alex Wolf wrote a fascinating piece last week for Sports Illustrated discussing how the European cycling culture is such that the continental fans pretty much accept the fact that the riders simply need drugs to compete. Likewise, by now, many baseball fans seem just to have been worn out by the drumroll of drug scandals. Well, we've even reached a point where performance-enhancing drugs are so common, they have a space-saving acronym now. Steroids and their like are just PEDs, PEDs. Sort of a cute little name, isn't it? Pets, pats, putt-putts, paws, peeps, PEDs. Almost sounds like a product. PEDs, PEDs Light, Diet PEDs. Hi, I'm Alex Rodriguez for PEDs. Did you have yours for breakfast this morning? Some of us players like our PEDs with strawberries or bananas. Others, like my good friend Manny Ramirez, liked his PEDs with female hormones. Or maybe in that wonderful phrase by the late Daniel Moynihan, the growing acceptance of PEDs is just the baseball version of defining deviancy down. It's the fashion now to defend the druggies by saying, hey, what's the big deal? Pitcher scuffed up balls. Team stole signs. Boys will be boys. What's a few PEDs among friends when you want to give 110%? When Ramirez returned to the Dodger lineup, he didn't even deign to talk about steroids. But anyway, by then it was as if poor Manny had been away on bereavement leave. ESPN covered his return to the minor leagues as a celebration, and yes, whereas WADA, the World Anti-Doping Agency, mandates 2 years if you're caught on drugs the first time, in baseball, it's only 50 games. And for your comfort and safety, you can come back early to the minors and get in shape for your grand resurrection back into the majors. Oh, a few old spoil sports still dare scold. Chris Young, the Padres pitcher and player representative, was there when Ramirez made his smirking return in San Diego, where cheering fans in the crowd wore replica Manny dreadlocks. It's shameful, Young said. And when, not to be outdone by ESPN, Fox cut into its regularly scheduled game to breathlessly show Manny's first return at bat, the analyst Tim McGarver had the courage to fume, why all the adulation for a guy who served a 50-game suspension? Why, Tim? Because we fans don't seem to care anymore, and the clean players cravenly accept their place as patsies. See you at the all-PED game next July.
Commentator Frank DeFord, he joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
I'm Steve Inskeep.